we can see how friction clashes take place. Then we experience pain, suffering, ache, inconvenience. That is not the only meaning of dukkha. Then the mentally, friction, imbalance, we experience. So physically and mentally, every minute we are experiencing friction, clashes, imbalance and unsatisfactoriness. That is the truth revealed by the Buddha.
让我们看看第二个名相苦，很多人对于苦并不能够给予清楚的解释，尤其伊斯兰教徒和基督宗教徒总是说佛陀 对于人生世苦的教说都是负面的。其实苦并不是我们所谓痛苦受苦的意思，苦 dukkha 在巴利文的意思 是不满意性，因为世间的人不可能永远满意某一件事情，每一分钟，每一小时，每一天，每一个月，每一年。 人一直都是在改变着，色身由诸大合合而成，一直在改变，因而会有老病、不满意的现象产生。人的心绪 也一直在变化之中。换言之，不管是身或者是心，我们都不可能拥有永远满意的状态，那就是苦这个字的意思。
The Buddha says, the main purpose of his appearance here in this world to tell us only three things. What are those three? That you are suffering here in this world, and to tell you what is the cause of your suffering. And again, to teach you how to get rid of your suffering. Only for these three things. He did not appear in this world to tell others, to show the beginning of this world, beginning of this universe. They are not important. There are no religious value. These are the problems that we are facing. We are suffering, we are complaining, grumbling, crying, accusing, fighting, quarreling. The whole world is a battlefield today. Whole world is a madhouse. Human beings do not behave as humans. Animals in the jungle live more peacefully because we do not know why we are suffering, why we are fighting, to tell you.
我们的色身不断在摩擦、冲突、不平衡之中，我们的心也是不断在摩擦、冲突、不平衡之中，因此佛才会说人生 是苦，也就是不满意的状态。佛陀开示说，佛以一大事因缘出现于世，佛出现于世主要的是为教导我们三件事。第一件，人生是苦的。第二件，佛要告诉我们苦的原因。第三件，佛要指示我们如何才能去苦。这三件事情才是宗教的目的。如果去探讨宇宙世界的起源，并无宗教的意义。
The Buddha says we have three main evil forces in our mind. These are the main causes to create all our troubles and problems and worries and sufferings and disturbances. What are those three? Lobha, dosa, moha. Meaning, our greed, our hatred, our illusion or ignorance. One of these three, or three together, create all our physical and mental problems and sufferings and unsatisfactoriness.
人不断在受苦之中，因为人不了解造成苦的原因何在。佛告诉我们，人的内心有贪嗔痴三毒，贪嗔痴三毒乃是人类烦恼痛苦灾难的主因。
By keeping these three evil forces in our mind, there is no meaning at all. Simply by praying and worshipping and offerings and performing rites and rituals in the name of religion. Main purpose of religion is to train our mind, to discipline our mind, to purify our mind. Without doing that, whatever many other things that we perform, there you cannot find real religious values.
心中如果还有贪嗔痴三毒的话，做任何的礼拜、宗教仪式、赞颂，也都毫无宗教的意义。宗教的目的是在调伏内心，净化内心，去除贪嗔痴这三毒，这才是宗教修持的真正目的。
Every creature, whether big or small, maintain three kinds of craving. The Buddha mentioned this, kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. Kama tanha, craving for sensual pleasure. We can understand how deeply rooted this craving in our human mind, or animals, They can do any kind of wicked, cruel, immoral, dangerous things to gain some sort of sensual pleasure. That is why it is very difficult to uproot, difficult to get rid of them, so deeply rooted.
佛陀告诉我们说, 我们的贪有三种, 第一种是欲贪, 任何的生物, 不管体积是大, 是小, 都有这些贪。 看看, 我们人类, 或者是其他的动物, 是多么样的, 充满欲贪, 我们可以不畏危险, 艰难, 想尽一切办法, 想要满足我们的欲望, 可见得欲贪是这么样难以去除的。
Sensual pleasure, especially in human mind, how dangerous, how cruel, how wicked. When you study, human beings are the only living beings who can kill the female after having sex. And other living beings never do that. Here you can understand how dangerous this craving for sensual pleasure in our human mind.
人心的欲贪是多么样的危险, 多么样的残忍, 多么样的恐怖。 让我们看看人的欲贪, 都是人类, 可是有些人, 竟然可以在强暴之后, 加以杀害, 这种奸杀的情况, 只有在人类, 才会发生的, 其他的动物, 都没有奸杀的情况, 可见得人的欲贪, 是多么样的危险, 残忍, 可畏。
And the next one is, Bhavatanha, craving for survival, craving for existence. We can destroy millions of other living beings for our living. See how deeply rooted this craving that we want to live by destroying all the others. Now, animals appear in this world with some sort of weapons in them, like tigers, lions, and cats, and dogs, and birds, and snakes, and even beasts. Insects also have some sort of weapons or poisons that is for their survival. Human beings are the only living being who appeared without any extra weapons in our physical body. That is the development, but we use our mind. The mind is more dangerous than the weapon. That means craving for existence you can find in every creature in this world.
第二种贪称为有贪，有就是存在的意思，也就是存在的贪欲。人类可以为着自己的生存而毁灭多少的动植物，多少的生物，这是只有人类才会发生的。其他的动物，比如老虎、狮子、猴子，种种动物，乃至小如蜜蜂，也都有某种本身的武器。他们拥有的武器只是为了生存而已，不像人类利用头脑发明了许多的武器来毁灭其他的物种，以求自己的生存。
The next one is craving for non-existence. Crave not to exist. Take for instance, a young boy and girl, underage, they want to get married. Parents object from both sides, therefore they cannot register without the permission from the parents. They cannot tolerate this, therefore they crave not to exist and commit suicide. Again, there are some people who suffer very severe, intolerable pain. They decide to commit suicide or to die, not to exist. Again, there are some people who think, we don't like to have another life hereafter. That means they crave not to exist again, but craving is there.
第三种贪叫做非有贪。非有就是非存在，不存在的贪。比如男女相爱，即将结婚，可是父母亲不同意，这一对男女就会自杀。又有某一些人受不了人生的苦痛，因而自杀。还有另外一些人为着不想有来世轮回，因而自杀，这些都可以称为非有贪。
Again, modern psychologists approach nearer to the Buddha.Scientists, great philosophers, great thinkers, free thinkers, psychologists fully agree with the teachings of the Buddha. Why? The Buddha did not introduce anything for us to believe. He advised us not to believe at the beginning.He started his mission with right understanding. In the Eighth Noble Path, the first item, Sammaditti, right understanding. Therefore, he started his mission with understanding not with belief. Therefore, scientists fully agree with the Buddha, and they also analyze. Modern psychologists, they say, in every creature, they can find three characteristics, like kāma-tanhā, bhava-tanhā, vibhava-tanhā. The Buddha explained, they also introduce libido, self-preservation, and suicide instinct. Every creature maintains these three characteristics. Libido, they confined this word only for sexual urge. Every creature maintains sexual urge as natural way of life. No one is free from that. But the Buddha did not confine only to sexual life, any kind of sensual pleasure, kama tanha. But they have come nearer to the Buddha, libido. Then, self-preservation. To protect their life, every creature struggle. That is why I told you they have weapons to protect themselves, to attack others, for their craving for survival. Again, suicide instinct. Certain creatures commit suicide. We do not know very much about that. Recently I have read in the newspaper, in Thailand, thousands of snakes started a big battle, killing each other. That is committing suicide. Again, frogs also divide into two groups, attack each other, they commit suicide. So that you call suicide instinct, they maintain. Exactly what the Buddha said, kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. Other living beings also have craving for existence and craving for protection, craving for suicide instinct.
现代的心理学也发现，万物的心灵都具有这三种贪：欲贪、有贪、非有贪。哲学家、科学家。 自由的思想家，所有的发现也都接近佛所说的开示。为什么呢？因为佛他并不要他的弟子相信， 而是要他的弟子多加分析、了解、有智慧。佛的教法八正道是以正知见为首的。佛强调大家一定要研究， 而不要轻易的相信。科学家也是透过分析研究而发现事实，因此现代科学的发现都接近于佛的开示。 比如，心理学家就提出，人都有性欲，一切的生物都是以性欲 而存在的。一切生物都不能够免于性欲的束缚，虽然这与佛的解说还有一段距离，因为佛告诉我们，虽然人会受性欲的束缚，却也可以透过方法来超越性欲。不过心理学上有关于性欲的理论已经接近了佛所说的欲贪。其次，心理学也说人类万物都有自我保存的欲望，人类为着生存下去，就发明了各种的武器来保护自己，以便维持自己的生存。这就是佛所说的有贪。同时，现代科学也发现万物也有非有贪的本能。非有贪就是自杀的倾向。最近我从报纸上看到一个报道，在泰国有几千条的蛇分成两派开始战争，彼此毁灭。又有青蛙也是分成对立的两派彼此的残杀。这就是生物有自杀的本能，也就是佛所说的第三种贪，称为非有贪。
The last item is anatta or anatma, anicca, dukkha, anatta, three characteristics in everything that exists in this universe, explained by the Buddha. So the last item is anatta. Usually we interpret as soullessness, unsubstantiality, is the word they interpret by taking the word from the Buddha. What is that? Buddhism is the only religion in this world. Buddhism exists alone regarding this issue. Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, Jainism, Sikhism, Judaism, every existing religion in this world maintain there is something permanent, eternal, everlasting substance to remain forever. Just like the belief that people maintain for thousands of years, atom, there is nobody in this world who can split atom. But scientists have done that. Exactly in the same manner, the Buddha completely rejected the eternal, permanent, everlasting soul that which exists. That is called anatta. Because it is impossible. If existence take place, then again, changing, decaying, start. Therefore, to stop all these things, we had to withdraw our strong craving that we have, that there must be something. Then we can find out salvation. Otherwise, there is no salvation.
Let us talk about the third thing. 无我, 无我的意识, 是没有灵魂, 或者是没有实体性, 在所有的宗教之中, 只有佛教, 才有无我论。 无常, 苦, 也就是不满意性, 无我, 是一切诸法的特征, 我们称为三法印, 其他的宗教, 包括基督宗教, 伊斯兰教, 耆那教, 印度教, 锡克教, 犹太教, 都主张, 有某种, 永恒的存在, 是不可以改变的, 唯独佛法, 不主张有某些事物可以永恒的存在。佛陀说，一切万法在升起的时候就已经开始在异灭。 现代的科学也证明了一切的现象万物都是无常的，比如原子已经存在了多少千年、多少万年已经存在的。 漫长的一段时间，是直到最近，才有人将原子分裂。佛陀从来不认为世间的万法是可以恒常。 是由我的，一切都是无我，都没有恒常的存在，没有实体性的存在。Advise
us to stop before 4:30. Now few minutes more. So just now I explained the three characteristics in the teachings of the Buddha that we had to understand. If we cannot understand these three items, we maintain wrong belief wrong ideas, wrong concept, and the real teachings of the Buddha, we won't be able to understand. Just now I mentioned, the Buddha has mentioned, the purpose of his appearance here in this world to tell us why we suffer. What is the cause of our suffering? That is our craving, our ignorance. If we have no ignorance, if we have no craving, physically and mentally, we never suffer. We have no unsatisfactoriness. After gaining enlightenment, certain words came out from the Buddha's mouth. Visankhara gatam cittam. Now, in my mind, there are no sankharas. Sankharas means life after life that we are going on accumulating, our character, behavior, our attitude, our habit, our nature, our good thoughts, bad thoughts, all those things completely washed away. Again he says, natthi dāni punabhavo, no more existence again. I have completed my journey. But we crave to exist because we still influenced by our ignorance. Why he said, natthi dāni punabhavo? Because tanhānaṁ kaya majyaka, trishna, craving, attachment are in my mind. Therefore, I have completed my journey, my final salvation. That is the aim of the Buddhist way of life. Thank you very much.
我们今天的演讲会到4:30结束。 目前还剩下几分钟，今天我们谈了三法印，一切诸法的三个特征：无常、苦、无我。如果不能够如实了知， 三法印，就不能真正的了解佛的开示。佛以一大事因缘出现于世，告诉我们人生是苦的，而苦的原因 是贪、无明，我们因为有三种贪，我们因为无知，所以不断的受苦。去苦的方法，也就是要断贪。 断无明，佛在开悟的时候，如是的宣称：所作应办，不受后有，犯恨以力。 所作应办就是，佛说他的心已经断了贪，已经去除了无明，已经完全净化了，不受后有。 由于断贪去无明，所以佛 也不再轮回的，愤恨已立。他透过清净行而去除了贪欲，而去除了无明。这是我们今天演讲三法印这个主题的结束，谢谢大家。